ChumbaCasino.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Irish bowls, convenience supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I can do what He says I can do. I have what He says I have. Whoops. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Now, you will see that we have got prayer requests up here at the altar. These are prayer requests given by you folks when you receive and put into the offering, when you make out your tithes and offerings. We got these out in the front entrance. Or if you just need a prayer to be answered for you, we want you to fill out one of these prayer forms and then put it into the offering when it goes by each week. And then we pray. We pray for them every Thursday. And we're also going to start praying for them during service on a Sunday. Amen? And we will get to praying for these a little bit later as the Spirit gets a little bit stronger. How many of you like the power of the Holy Ghost? Amen. You better like the power of the Holy Ghost, because today we're talking about that. We're talking today about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Everyone say, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, today, 2,000 plus years ago, was a day that was commonly known, became known as Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday is the day that the Holy Spirit came and started the church and started to fill believers with His presence. That was the day that the Holy Ghost came. And the term Pentecost comes from the Greek word Pentecoste, meaning 50th. Pentecost simply means 50th. And this was 50 days after the Passover. Now, you all understand what the Passover was. We celebrate Easter or Resurrection Sunday. But to the Israelis, it's Passover. That was a time when the Israelites were in Egypt, and God said, put the blood of a lamb, a spotless lamb that you're going to eat them out before, take the blood and sprinkle it on the doorposts, the lintels, and the top cross part. And when the angel of death comes, he's going to pass any house that's got the blood on it, on the doorposts. And that was called Passover. He was going to pass over. We celebrate Easter at that time, because the same time that Passover took place in Israel was the same weekend that Jesus was crucified. He was crucified as a sacrificial lamb of God. Remember, John Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So when you're under the blood of the lamb, the angel of death and the angel of all that stuff has got to pass over you, but you've got to know who you are and you've got to know your rights. Because he can come and put sickness on you. If you believe you're sick, you'll be sick. He can come and take your money. If you want to give it to him, go ahead. He can come and take your peace. But if you know who you are in Christ and what Christ did for you at the cross when he said it is finished, the cross of Calvary, and you will then be able to say, no, 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 you can't take my health. You can't steal my finances. You can't touch my children. Can you say amen? I want you to go with me to Luke 4. Turn in your Bibles to Luke 4. Take notes on the back of the bulletins. There's a place to take notes. We're looking at Luke 4. Now, this Passover is also known as a feast or Shavuot to the Jewish people. And so this was 50 days after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. After his death, after his burial, after his resurrection and his ascension, 50 days after that was when the Holy Spirit came to the upper room, and that's when the church age began, and that's called Pentecost. So Luke 4, verse 14, out of the Amplified, then Jesus went back to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Everyone say, in the power of the Spirit. Now, what had happened was, once Jesus got baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, Jesus was led into the wilderness and he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, yet without sin. Only Jesus Christ. But he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, being tempted of the devil, and he never succumbed to the temptation. Thank God for that. And then after that, he came back, and it says, then Jesus went back to Galilee after the wilderness experience in the power of the Holy Spirit. Everyone say power. You see, there is a resident power in each and every one of us, and we don't understand sometimes that it's the power of the Holy Spirit that resides within each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit came to live in each and every one of us. Our body, our spirit became the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit of God came, the power of God came, and we think that we're just a little nobody, just, you know, moving along in life. We are people with power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's why we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's why we never fail because of God. That's why no weapon formed against us shall prosper because of the power of the Holy Spirit. But I've got to release that power out of the words of my mouth, and I've got to speak. I'm going to let be knowing what's going to happen. I can't sit down, roll over, and act dead when the devil starts beating up on me. I'm going to take the authority and push back. Push back. Any boxer that gets into a ring with another boxer, if he doesn't punch back or block, he's going to go down. You've got to push back. You've got to fight back. But you don't fight in human strength. You fight in the power of the Holy Ghost. What Jesus has accomplished for us. Now watch here. And so the power of the Holy Spirit was on Jesus when he came. And the news about him spread throughout the entire region. Now look at verse 18. It says here in verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord, Jesus speaking, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, he came back in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Messiah. Why? Because he has done something. He has anointed me. Everyone say, anointed me. Now, what did he anoint me for, and what is anointing? First of all, he anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Well, what's good news to a poor person who can't afford anything in life? You don't have to be this way. The good news is God overcame all of that stuff, lack and want. And you can stand on the word of God and you can start to claim and confess and become supplied by God, who supplies your every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, the anointing, it comes out of this particular word he's speaking on over here, comes out of Isaiah 10:27. And in Isaiah 10:27, God says, the yoke of the enemy and his crushing hand upon your life is going to be destroyed because of the anointing. You can read that in Isaiah 10:27. So the anointing really is burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. The anointing of God is burden-removing, yoke-destroying power from God. The Holy Spirit comes with the anointing. When he comes and lives in you, you've got the anointing in you. That's why Jesus could say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he has anointed me to do certain things. When you become born again, the Spirit of the Lord comes and abides on you and in you, and you become anointed. And you can read about it in 2 Corinthians 1:21. The anointing given to you is by God that anointed Jesus. And you can read about it in Romans 8:11. The same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead is the same anointing in you. There's plenty of scriptures showing us this. So anyway, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach a good news, which is the gospel, to the poor. He has sent me to announce release, pardon, forgiveness to the captives. And the Israelites didn't recognize what he's talking about. We're not captive. We're not in prison. They didn't understand that their spirit was held captive by the enemy. But when Jesus came and did what he did, he translated us from the kingdom of the power of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. We were in slavery. We were in captivity. We were in dire straits until Jesus came and he did what he did. And then the blood removed us out of that situation. But now don't forget, the Holy Spirit is the one that raised Jesus. God spoke, the Holy Spirit moved. Now watch. He has sent me to announce release, pardon, forgiveness. to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, downtrodden, bruised, crushed by tragedy. You can walk free of all of that stuff I've just read when you understand your rights, who you are in Christ, and that you've got the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. You see, don't just come to church to find out some pretty things. Come to church to find out, how can I take this battle on? Listen, let me tell you something. And during healing school on Thursday, we have healing school every Thursday at 9 o'clock right here. If you're available, you need to be here. And God gives us some incredible things. But the one thing He showed me this Thursday is, if you went to university, if you went to college, or if you were at school, you had a teacher or a professor standing there reading notes to you and writing them down on a board, right? And you were what? Learning. Is that correct? You were learning. But at the end of the year, you had to prove what you had learned. How? By writing an exam, by tests. Well, let me tell you something. I'm like the professor. I'm not. I'm a doctor of theology. But let's pretend I'm a professor, because my function is to train the saints up so that they can go in the way they should. That's my function. So I'm teaching you from the Word of God. But I'm not going to give you a written exam. You're writing the exam right now. Your life is the exam of what you've learned. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So whatever's in my heart is what I'm living out here. So if I haven't got the Word of God, I'm living out here in tragedy and all kinds of nonsense. My life is my exam. Come on now, you need to get a hold of this. So if you're not happy with the way you're living, you better change the results by changing what you're saying and believing. Okay, let's move on. Now watch here. So he says, he sent me to announce release and pardon and forgiveness to the captives. Now don't just think of this in the natural realm. You got to think of it in the spiritual realm. Because when he says recovery of sight to the blind, there were many people that weren't blind. So what are you talking about? He's talking about so you can see into the spiritual realm. Captivity in the spiritual realm. You might not be in jail, or you might not be how they were under the hand of the Romans in Israel at the time, which was really like captivity, almost like slavery. You might not be in that, but we're talking about your spiritual realm as well as your natural realm. See, God deals with the spirit and He deals with the natural. Let me tell you something. People think that God is supernatural. He is, but to Him it's natural. You see, to us in the earth, it's supernatural when we see things happen. To Him, it's natural. It should happen because He's God. Nothing supernatural about creating a human being to God. It's natural for Him to do that. Nothing for Him to heal somebody from whatever it is, give him a new heart. It's natural to God. To us, it's supernatural. To Him, it's natural. So the spiritual realm is really the natural realm, but He cares for the supernatural and the natural. That's a mouthful. Why else did He come? To proclaim, listen, oh my God, that's why else He came. To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. The favor, you're in God's favor now. You see, when the Holy Spirit came, He ushered in a new era. The era of grace. No more works. The era of grace. Receive salvation and walk in it. Not earn salvation, as now receive salvation. This is where we are. We're in the dispensation of grace. So look what He says. I came also, I've been anointed to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the favor of God abound greatly.
Hi, this is Peter Lowe. I'm excited to be teaching on supernatural business success. Did you know that when Jesus called Peter as a disciple, the very first thing He did for him was to give him a bottom line supernatural business miracle? He caught so many fish that his boat could not contain them all. God wants to give you supernatural results in your business, in your career, and your life. Come and discover how.
Join us Sunday, June the 30th at 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. with Peter Lowe in a beautiful tradition town hall facility.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-